Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Now this week's trivia question. What Jewish organization has made a list of great Jewish books, which includes the 100 most important Jewish books published in the last 150 years? And who are a few of the authors whose works are on the list? The answer is coming up soon, so pay attention. The writer Isaac Goldenberg was born in Chepén, Peru, in 1945 and began writing in 1958 at the age of 13. He has written novels, poetry, and plays, and his works have been translated into English, French, Hebrew, Italian, and German, and published in numerous magazines and anthologies in Europe and North and South America. Since 1964, he's been living in New York, where he teaches at Hostos Community College and is the director of the Institute of Latin American Writers. Goldenberg's most successful novel, The Fragmented Life of Don Jacobo Lerner, was originally published in English in 1976 and received excellent reviews from such notable publications as The New Yorker and The New York Times. It was first published in Spanish 2 years later in 1978, also to very good reviews. The National Yiddish Book Center has included it on its list of the 100 most important Jewish books of the last 150 years, along with works by writers such as Franz Kafka, Saul Bellow, Elias Canetti, Primo Levi, Bernard Malamud, Arthur Miller, Amos Oz, and Philip Roth. On February 17th, Goldenberg was in Madrid for the presentation of a new edition of this book, which is the first in a new collection of Jewish literature published by Sefarad Editores in Spain. The event took place at the Casa de América Cultural Center. The Peruvian author, Jorge Eduardo Benavides, made the presentation and said that while this book has a Jewish theme, what makes it great is that it appeals to a universal audience. He said, "No one leaves a good novel the same person as when they entered it. No one leaves a good novel unscathed." By the way, The Fragmented Life of Don Jacobo Lerner is now in its 7th edition in English, and I really recommend it to our listeners. Isaac Goldenberg visited us here at the studio and was kind enough to let our reporter Megan Certo and me interview him in English. Well, first I would like to thank you very much for giving us this interview in English after having done a long interview in Spanish.
Thank you.
Something that I found very interesting in your biography is that you're from Chepén, Peru.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that's a small city or a small town.
It's a tiny town.
Yes. A tiny town. Was there much of a Jewish community there?
No. At one point, my father told me that there were like 10 or 11 Jews in the 40s. Yeah, early 30s in the 40s.
But when you were growing up?
When I was growing up, there was only one guy, one man.
You?
No.
Okay.
A Sephardic Jew.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Did you feel any anti-Semitism there?
In the town?
Mm.
No, not at all. No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Nobody
knew that I was Jewish to begin with.
Oh, really?
Yes. Right.
Uh-huh. I was wondering if growing up in such a kind of an isolated place as being Jewish, if that kind of kindled this desire in you to delve more into your Jewishness and search more for your identity, having been so isolated.
Yes. There was an element, definitely.
Uh-huh. You say that you're from a dual kind of bicultural background. Could you explain that?
Well, my father is a Jew who immigrated to Peru in the early 30s. He was from Russia.
Uh-huh.
And he met my mother in this small town. I was born there. I was raised Catholic until I was 8 years old. And from the time, from 8 years old on, I became a Jew.
What made you become a Jew? Well, how did you know you were, how did
my
you
father,
know?
You know, finally told me that he was Jewish.
Uh-huh.
And that he wanted me to be Jewish. And I accepted it naturally.
That's really interesting, being from a place that was just so isolated. And then you went to New York when you were 19.
Yes.
What made you go to New York?
Well, I was looking for a way to study, and I was also looking for a job. My father was dead already.
Uh-huh.
I had no family in Peru that I could speak of, really. And somebody suggested, listen, you know, you can go to New York, and I think you can find a job, and you can go to school at the same time. And fortunately, you know, I went to the New York Public Library one day. I was looking at the books there, you know, the stands, and this old gentleman showed up and he asked me, you know, what are you doing here? I said, you know, I just arrived in New York a week ago and I'm looking for a job. And he said, do you know any Hebrew? I said, yes, because I lived in Israel for a while.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, we need somebody, you know, who speaks Hebrew. So he gave me a job.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
That was very, very lucky.
Yes.
So that's why you stayed in New York then?
Yes. I went to school there and I stayed there.
That must have been, you must have had some culture shock when you got to New York after being in a small town, no?
No, not really. Well, I have lived in Lima also for a while. And I had lived in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I have lived in Barcelona for a year.
Oh.
Yes.
Before you went to New York?
Before I went to New York, yes. Yes.
Okay. How did these different places where you lived influence your writing?
Well, Peru definitely, you know, the small town, because it was like the whole town was like a small theater. You know, it was full of processions and festivals and masses. And we were spectators and actors at the same time. So from the very beginning, I felt that I was either going to be a writer or an actor or even a priest, I thought. And Barcelona influenced it very much because of the language. You know, I was beginning to lose the language in Israel. I had been there for 2 years. Barcelona gave me a new start in my desire to be a writer. And New York, you know, I mean, you know, everybody, it's the meeting place, you know, for everyone. You know, there are so many Latin American writers there,
mm-hmm.
writers from all over the world, and also the contact, you know, with Jewish writers who write in English.
Do you write in English or in Spanish?
In Spanish.
Always?
Always.
Uh-huh.
You've written poetry, theater, novels.
Yes.
Which genre would you say you prefer to write best?
I don't know if it's a question of preference, but I think writing poetry is easier than finding the discipline, you know, to sit down in order to write a novel. You know, the poem is more immediate.
Let's talk about the book that you're presenting here, mm-hmm. which I think in English was called The Fragmented Life of Don Jacobo Lerner.
Yes.
Am I correct? Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh. It was first written in Spanish, but then published in English first,
yes.
before it was
yes.
published in Spanish. And it was first published in the 70s. Is that correct? In
76. 1976, right.
Uh-huh. Yes. And this is a revised version, the one that you're presenting now. Is that correct?
No. This is the original version.
Oh, I see.
There is a revised version
uh-huh.
with a different title. It's El Nombre del Padre,
uh-huh.
the name of the father.
So this is the original original
yes,
one.
Right.
Why was it published in English first?
Well, I didn't have any contacts, you know, in the publishing, you know, Spanish publishing world. And one of my professors, you know, belonged to this institution that at the time, you know, was given funds to publish all the works of the writers of the boom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how García Márquez and Vargas Llosa and Carlos Fuentes were able to publish in English, because they subsidized the editions.
Mm-hmm.
Since he belonged to that institution and he read the manuscript, he said, I think, you know, maybe these people can help you. So they found me a publisher.
And so they translated
it? They translated it, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What were some of the major inspirations to write the book?
This novel?
Yes.
Well, I've been wanting to write this novel since I was 12 years old. And that's when I made the first attempt. Then I tried to do it in Barcelona when I was there, also in Madrid, the time that I spent here. But it was only when I found out that in order to finish the novel, I had to incorporate, you know, the Jewish part of the story, is when, you know, I realized that, you know, I was able to, I would be able to do it.
What type of, or is there any particular, one particular message you want to convey to the reader when reading this novel?
One particular message?
Or a unified theme that you want to have people take from it?
I would like the reader to know that, you know, suffering exists all over. And sometimes people suffer in silence and in secret. And that if there's something that is going to make the world, you know, go round, you know, peacefully, is acceptance of the other.
Are you currently working on any other projects at
this
time?
I'm working on a novel, and for the first time, I'm using New York as a, you know, stage.
Does it also have a Jewish theme?
Yes. It's a simple story, you know, a Peruvian mestizo, you know, he's part Indian, you know, a part white, comes to New York because he wants to become a Jew. No, he has to go through the whole process. So the novel tells the story of what happens to him in New York and what he attempts to do this.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is redaccion, that's redaccion, @ radiosefarad.com. I'll leave you now with Emil Zrihan, the cantor of the Ashkelon Synagogue in Israel. He'll be giving a concert here on Sunday as part of the series Mystical Middle East. His main interest is in delving into the Jewish roots of flamenco music, and this song, Kochav Tzedek, is a perfect fusion of both. See you next week. Oh, God.